So I'm here with Janelle Greenwood, and she is going to be giving the devotional today. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
So I was reading your talk, and the very beginning, you kind of open with it, you know, like a personal story, and it's very kind of like heart-wrenching. And I wondered, what made you decide to choose that story?
That story was kind of influential for me in understanding how important it was, to have someone who ministers or is a visiting teacher at that time, but B, what we do with our time so much has to do with how we cope with things. And it was the first time like that I consciously in my mind thought, what can I do right now that is going to help me with this situation? The temple was closed at the time, and I had grown up in the West, and I would always hike, but I was in Michigan at the time. And so I just didn't have the same options of what I would normally would have done. And so I remember just thinking, what can I do right now that will help me personally in this situation?
And the title of your talk is Loosen the String. So what made you decide to choose that title?
There's a story that I share in it from Joseph Smith. And he talks about how the Lord has designed us in the way that we do need to loosen the string. And he shares there's a story that he shares about a bow and a string being too tight. And I just thought, wow, that seems appropriate. It was suggested. Someone said, hey, you know, that sounds like a really good title. And I thought, you know, she's right. That's a great title.
Right. And so, yeah, your talk is a lot about recreation and finding time to do things, mm-hmm. you know. And so I wondered for you, over the years, I'm sure like your preferred thing to do has changed. So
yeah, very much.
How have you said it's changed?
So I was single until I was in my 30s, and then I got married and had two bonus girls and my husband. So recreation changed then, because now it was a lot less about the solitude of recreation and more about family recreation. And then later on, we added two more to our family. And so we've had, the youngest is 3 now, and the oldest of the 2 are 5. I had to adjust my recreation that way also, because, you know, my preference was backpacking and hiking. And there are just some places right now that we can't take them.
Right.
For their own safety.
A little 3-year-old.
Yeah. And also just time. You know, you just don't have as much time to just go drive an hour and go hike and then drive back. So we've kind of, I've had to change some of that on my own personal use. And also incorporating more family. You know, when your parents, it's a lot harder to say, hey, I'm going to go and do this all by myself for the next 3 hours. If I go and I go into the backyard and I garden, which I love to do, then my kids can be there right with me. And, you know, we both have a fun experience because I get to include them, and I get also a little bit of that rejuvenation.
And so what would you say to someone who maybe like they have maybe like a social anxiety, or they're kind of an introvert? Because you talk a lot about, you know, trying to go out and like kind of do things with other people too.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's actually a part in the talk that I cut out that addressed this that I really wanted to talk about. So I'm glad you're asking this question. So I have struggled with social anxiety, and I had social anxiety in college too. And I'm a total introvert. And I think our society kind of has this idea that an introvert is not a people person. And really, when you look at like the social science definition, introvert is someone who gains their rejuvenation inwardly. So a good question to ask is, you know, if you've had a really long week of classes, are you one who comes home and says, you know what, I just really want to go for a run, and then I'm going to sit down and I'm going to read a book? Or are you one who's like, I'm going to go, and I'm going to go out with a bunch of friends, and we're going to go dancing? And that's the true kind of definition between the two is one essentially says, I have to rejuvenate myself, and I'm going to do it more quietly than necessarily the other one does. So I just wanted to kind of put that down there. But what I would tell someone who has social anxiety or who has that tendency toward introversion is it's okay. It's okay to have that. And it's not something, you do not have to go and walk into a huge party to go, okay, I'm recreating now. You can call a friend and say, hey, do you want to go out to yogurt? And we'll just spend some time together. And, you know, for me, a lot of my recreation time, you know, as far as when I'm rejuvenating, is going out to eat with a friend, or it's calling someone, or it's doing an act of service on a more personal level. That's how I rejuvenate. So I think twofold, this is kind of a long answer, sorry. One is that just because someone doesn't want to go into a large group activity doesn't mean that they don't have the opportunity to connect with people. And two is, I think people need to identify what really rejuvenates them, and what's really, what method they use. And they use it, but they also practice other things. My mom and I talked one time in college, I'll never forget, because I was telling her about the social anxiety, and I had never really felt that before until college. And she said, Janelle, it's labor pains. she had 5 kids, and she just said, you know, she said, you go and you just, you know, you feel the labor pains, and when you've done enough, then you say, okay, I've done this, and you move on, but you just keep trying. And I think that's what I would tell people.
So when you're, goodness, I was really interested in what you were saying, so then I forgot what I was going to say.
Okay.
But when you were trying to decide what to speak about, what made you decide on this topic? I mean, you're a recreation therapist, so it kind of seems like a natural thing, but you could have talked about, you know, anything else.
Yeah, and it was really interesting because I sat down and I made a list of topics, and this just kept coming back and coming back. And, you know, after a lot of prayer and just thought, it was just the right thing. And I think it's the right time for it. You know, we're into the semester. This is where things start to get a little more stressful. Students start to, you know, use other methods of recreating that may not be as renewing. Or they just might say, I just don't have time. And so, you know, I just thought, this is right. This is what Heavenly Father wants me to talk about.
So you would say this is more about people finding things that rejuvenate them and that help them feel whole, rather than just things that they're doing.
Yeah. We can spend all of our time essentially with activity if we want to. I can pull my phone out right now and pull up social media and scroll through it if I wanted to. It's right next to me in my bag. But would that be the most renewing thing that I could do right now? Would that be the thing that would bring value to myself or to another person? And that's really what I wanted to focus on, because I think actually that college students, and I think this is across the board, not just college students, but because media and because we have so many ways that we can choose to use our time, that sometimes we can find that we fell into doing something on accident, or just kind of got sucked into it. And before we know it, we've spent so much time on it, when if we would just have stopped and taken a 20-minute walk, we would actually feel better and have more renewal.
Awesome. Is there anything, I mean, you talked about wanting to talk to people with those anxieties, but is there anything else that you wanted to include in your talk that you just didn't have time for?
Oh, gosh, there was so much. It was cut and paste. Oh, let me think about that. That's a really good question. Yeah, I think one of the things that I struggled with was helping people to know that recreation, wholesome recreation, is such a personal decision. And what's right for one person isn't always right for the other person, but that we have some things that we can use all the time. Journal writing, temple attendance, exercise. There's just so many different things. And if I had like 2 hours to sit down and just say to someone one-on-one, hey, here's a list of things. What do you enjoy doing? And what haven't you done that you want to try? college, and I touch on it just a tiny bit, but college is such a great time to be able to discover some of these things. You have more time. I know that that sounds crazy because a lot of people are like, oh, I'm in college, I have no time. But you have the opportunities because of the student activities program and some of the other programs that are on campus. So you have all these opportunities to just explore and figure out what you enjoy or what you don't enjoy, or and things that you would never think you would try. So I think if I had 2 hours to sit down with someone and just say, hey, look at this list, that would be a lot of fun.
Never mind. I was like, whoa, it's your top five things on the list. And if you have things that you would recommend to students.
Oh, there's so many things. They just have so many opportunities. I would tell students, walk into the Student Activity Center and just say, can you tell me about each of these areas? Because there's something. There's something for everyone there.
And that's the Activity Center. It's located right across from the university store. Is
yeah.
that right?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Cool. So when the university switched to no collegiate sports, what happened was a good portion of that budget went towards student activities. So instead of having 1% of the population essentially getting funding, they switched it to essentially 100% of the population getting funding for activities, which is huge, and it's a great program.
Well, that's Janelle Greenwood. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.